Nolte, Fancy Manhattan Neighborhood Now 24-Hour Drug and Sex Den. By John Nolte on August 17, 2022. In today's edition of You Get What You Vote For, Manhattan's once trendy and chic Chelsea neighborhood is now a 24/7 cesspool of drugs, sex, vagrants, and crime for this report from the Daily Mail. Manhattan's trendy Chelsea neighborhood has become a 24-hour drug and sex den according to some of its residents, as vagrants steal and use drugs inside of a nearby school. Parents told Fox 5 that their children have become exposed to nudity, sex acts and drug use while business owners deal with constant break-ins. Some said they are begging city officials and the police department to do something. The new criminal activity is centered on West 21st Street between 8th and 9th Avenues by PS011 William T. Harris. Why would anyone choose to live like this? And yes, it is a choice. New York does not have to be like this. In fact, before New Yorkers decided to own the cons by voting Democrat, New York was not like this. Under Republican Mayor Rudy Giuliani, New York City was one of the safest, cleanest, and best-run cities, not only in the country but in the world. How much bum sex do your kids have to be exposed to before you show the moral courage to go back to what has proven to work and vote Republican? How many needles do your kids have to step on? How many murders? How much menacing? How many robberies, rapes, assaults? For the record, you are not owning the cons living this way. You are owning yourselves. As far as we maggotards, we live in the utopia of MAGA country, where the air, water, and streets are safe and clean, where people of all races and creeds live together in relative harmony, where we all own guns but there's no crime epidemic. Trust me, you are not owning us when all we do is point and laugh at your suicidal stupidity as you allow your own neighborhood to turn into Dante's Inferno. And why? To what end? Other than the fact you're stupid, what do you think you're proving choosing to live like this? All you are proving is that you're terrible parents. You people are idiots because only an idiot would choose to live in filth and crime when they don't have to. Actually, you are worse, because you care more about owning the Trump tarts than about the safety of your own children.